Baptism is a transformative act, identifying us with Christ's death and resurrection, a call to a new way of life. In baptism, we are called as children of God and called to live among God's people, read scripture, learn to trust God, proclaim Christ through word and deed, care for others, and work for justice and peace. In baptism, we are entrusted with these responsibilities to live among God's people and hear the word. We come to the Holy Supper. We learn the prayer, the Lord's Prayer, the creeds. There's three of them. Did you know that? No? Okay. And the Ten Commandments. We need to read the Holy Scriptures, be nurtured in faith and prayer, learn to trust God. And how do we live out these baptismal promises? In a world that is so divided, it can be hard to live among God's faithful people. We have differences that often cause strife. There are rulers who think they are unstoppable and invade lands that don't belong to their own sovereign country. Some think that's okay, others do not. In such a divided world, how do we live among God's people? We love, show mercy, have compassion, and work for justice and peace. God is love and love is God. And yes, we can still have our differences of opinion. Like for me, I think some of you think Jell-O salads are delicious. I think they're an abomination. I'll still love you. As a chaplain at a hospital, I often get asked, why? Why is my loved one dying? Why is this happening? Death is hard to grasp, especially in sudden situations. But one of our baptismal promises is to learn to trust God. If I simply say to grieving loved ones to trust God, I probably wouldn't have that job at the hospital. What I say to them is, God is always present. God will walk with you through this time. God will welcome you with open arms when your time on earth is done and be reunited with the saints that have gone before us. That, dear church, is learning to trust God. How do we proclaim Christ in word and deed? By living another baptism promise to care for others and for creation. For caring for others and creation, we are proclaiming Christ. Christ cared for outsiders, such as the woman at the well, lepers, Zacchaeus, and many more. He actively sought out and welcomed those outsiders by showing them God's love, forgiveness, and dignity. In such a broken society today, dignity is often a lost thing when helping others. Giving food to the hungry that we simply don't like, or giving worn and torn clothing to those experiencing homelessness does not show them dignity, but shows them we do not think they deserve better. God values all people no matter what. It is our broken human nature that puts each of us on different playing levels of dignity, equality, and equity. Proclaiming Christ in word and deed also comes in the way of working for justice and peace. Justice is so inequitable in this world. Racism often plays a part in our justice systems across the world. We can work for justice among all people, regardless of faith, skin color, ethnicity, economic status, immigration. We should strive to live in peace with one another in this world. We can do this by standing up to leaders who are oppressive and tyrannical. Stand with those who are at the margins with these so-called leaders. I often imagine Jesus as a cool, calm, cool, collected California surfer dude. Just kind of goes with the flow and calls each other bro. However, I like to remind people that Jesus was not always calm, cool, and collected. If needed, do what Jesus did. Flip some tables. It'll surely grab the attention of others. Some of our baptism responsibilities are a little easier to live into, such as learning the prayer, the Lord's Prayer, the creeds, and the Ten Commandments. Reading scripture should be easy, but the good book is often confusing. In seminary, my New Testament professor loved bringing humor into her lectures. We were discussing Paul's letter to the people in Corinth in the first century. I remember vividly what she said during class, quote, "With how messed up the first century church was, I have high hopes for today's church." Dear church, we are not going to get it right all the time. We are human. We will falter. The first century church was full of sinners just as much as today's church is, and all the centuries between. Jesus asked to be baptized as a way to connect his godliness to humanity and the humanity of all of us. This week has been a rough week for me personally, spiritually, emotionally. A few weeks ago, a friend from college called to ask if I would do the funeral for her mom, who was nearing the end of life. Of course, I said yes. That call I had anticipated came late Saturday evening a week ago. So on Tuesday of this week, I drove towards Ohio for a funeral, not a funeral. That was a request of Mama Reams. Mama Reams, as I and others called her, insisted that the day be fun. Just as we celebrate the joy on Easter morning, we can celebrate in the resurrection at a funeral. Mama Reams truly lived a godly life, walked in the path of Jesus. Jesus, just as Jesus welcomed and affirmed all people, so did Mama Reams. She truly lived out her baptism and the connection between Jesus and humanity. If you needed a couch to crash on, ask Mama Reams. Need a listening ear? Mama Reams will listen. We are washed in baptism and in the resurrection. We are called home to be with God. We are beloved children of God, no matter how we live our lives. Mama Reams always reminded so many of us over the years by her actions. She may not always agree with you, but she will support your decisions. And sometimes she'll facepalm you if warranted. So, dear church, remember, we are all called beloved in baptism. And Jesus was baptized for the sake of righteousness. As we heard in the gospel, the voice from heaven said, "This is my son, the beloved, with whom I am well pleased." We are beloved children of God because Jesus and his desire to be baptized. Now I invite you to close your eyes and hear this blessing from Jan Richardson. If you would enter into the wilderness, do not begin without a blessing. Do not leave without hearing who you are, beloved, named by the one who has traveled this path before you. Do not go without letting it echo in your ears. And if you find it is hard to let it into your heart, do not despair. That is what this journey is for. I cannot promise this blessing will free you from danger, from fear, from hunger or thirst, from the scorching of sun or the fall of the night. But I can tell you that on this path there will be help. I can tell you that on this way there will be rest. I can tell you that you will know the strange graces that come to our aid only on a road such as this, that fly to meet us bearing comfort and strength, that come alongside us for no other cause than to lean themselves toward our ear and with the curious insistence whisper our name, beloved, beloved, beloved. Amen.